We will call to order ADKT 0295. Justice Stiglitz is unavailable to be with us today, but we have the other six justices, and I will turn it over to Ms. Stocks on behalf of the AOC.
Thank you, Chief Justice, Justices of the Supreme Court. Thank you for having me here today for the opportunity to speak about ADKT 295, which is the petition to amend the Nevada Judiciary Statistical Reporting Program, which is one of the duties that are set forth in NRS 1.360 of the State Court Administrator. As you're well aware, we are far into the process of creating a data warehouse for an improvement of the statistical reporting for Nevada, and it's part of the 2022 to 2025 strategic plan. The courts resoundingly asked that we could move from performance measurement to performance management. And one of the keys of this request is having an updated data warehouse that moves from aggregate case level data that looks into the past to near real-time data so that courts can make better decisions. Historically, data analysis relied on aggregate data to understand workload, performance, and outcomes. But that limits our ability to ask nuanced questions, identify disparities, and respond quickly to emerging issues. Aggregate data tells us what happened, but it really rarely tells us why, for whom, or where intervention is most effective. Case-level data structure is where we're headed. And what we would like to do is implement new data standards that allow us to move from retrospective reporting to meaningful analysis that supports informed decision-making for all of us. Equally important is the infrastructure that supports this work. A centralized statistical warehouse with near real-time data and intuitive dashboards enables leaders to move beyond the reports of yesterday and be aware of what's going on today. When data is timely, accessible, and trusted, it becomes a management tool rather than a compliance artifact. When we look at our annual reports year over year, those are compliance artifacts. We aren't effectively using that data to move our courts forward. At the same time, it's critical that this modernization be grounded in data governance. We received feedback from the Las Vegas Municipal Court with questions about where the data governance was going, and I'm happy to report we are already in talks with that court about the data sharing agreement or memorandum of understanding so that each court is able to control how the data flows to the AOC, and it makes clear those requirements, your CJIS expectations, those kind of things. But we are appreciative of that court for raising those concerns because the ADKT didn't explicitly address that issue. And in honor of that request from the court, I'll say that protecting the data of trial courts through a clear MOU establishes how data may be used, who has access, how confidentiality is preserved, and affirms that trial courts retain ownership and control of their data. This clarity ensures that data is used to support courts, not to evaluate or penalize. This also provides the assurances necessary for long-term continued collaboration between the AOC, the Supreme Court, and our trial courts. That said, none of this is sustainable if the burden of data submission falls disproportionately on our courts. This is where the change data capture part of the ADKT becomes critical. After the initial data pull from our courts, the data warehouse will only capture what has changed going forward. This prevents from repeatedly extracting full data sets from our courts, or in the case of our trial courts today, many are manually creating those monthly reports, and then we are manually converting those reports into something that can be used for the annual report. It's a labor-intensive process that isn't necessary in today's data exchange capabilities. This approach significantly reduces our staff workload, system strain, and the risk of error by doing automated data transfer over manual. Change data capture allows data to flow automatically. This will preserve data integrity while allowing trial courts to maintain their own data and operational autonomy. In short, updating the statistical model and ADKT 295 gives us clarity, a modern data warehouse gives us visibility, and change data capture gives us sustainability. All of this will be supported by a governance structure that's clear with expectations for each court that is trusting us with their data. As of today, we have 17 courts that we've already gotten an MOU with or are in the process of talking to. And so this ADKT will solidify what we've already been trying to do, but make it clear that the court expects us to meet our strategic goals related to improving data. I also would like to provide information. The Las Vegas Justice Court, their IT department has had some concerns related operationally, not in theory to this. And so their court administrator, Charles Mapp, submitted some information to me, and if you'll let me, I will read it. Is that okay if I read the... Okay. Custom integrations to map data to the National Open Data Standards model and transmit case-level data via change data capture are some of the concerns of Las Vegas Justice Court related to their current case management system, which is Tyler's Odyssey. We are already working with Tyler related to the another court that we've been working on their MOU to get approved information transfer items that if someone wanted the technical name, I would get it wrong. But we are in the process of understanding how we can get all courts that are on Odyssey into this model. And so some of their concerns, we are already working on that. The change data capture model specifications, technical standards, and required transmission intervals have not been fully defined. That was one of the concerns. That is true. That's part of that MOU process because each court may have a different need in order to get the information to the AOC based on the architecture of their existing case management system. And then also, this work must be balanced against other critical ongoing initiatives, including system upgrades, end-of-life technology remediation, and existing justice partner integrations. Essentially, Las Vegas Justice Court doesn't want to miss a deadline because they are in the process of upgrading from a 2019 version to a 2023 version of their case management system, and also trying to get this data. Data flow might be an issue for them. And I reassured them that we would work together and report to the court if there were anything holding us up from being able to transmit the data. And in conclusion, Mr. Mapp said, please know that the Las Vegas Justice Court is fully committed to cooperating with the AOC and supporting the successful implementation of ADKT 295. We share the goal of improving data quality, consistency, transparency, and statewide decision-making. We look forward to continued collaboration and open communication as this initiative moves forward. We have been really pleased with the cooperation we've gotten from the trial courts. We've been talking about this for over a year. We sent out drafts of the ADKT for all courts to have the opportunity to comment. Las Vegas Muni Court was the only one that submitted written comments. Las Vegas Justice Court had followed up with an email to me about some of their concerns and how we can work forward. That is all the comment that we have received. If the court has any questions, I will attempt to answer. I also have Ms. Kuhlman here in case there's questions she can answer. And then I believe we have Mr. Ron in Las Vegas, especially related to the communication plan for this this process as we execute MOUs with courts.
Okay. Before we do that, do you need to go ahead and excuse yourself?
Yeah,
okay.
I do. Excuse
and
me.
I apologize.
Thank you very
I let
much
our,
for your work.
I let our arguments go a little longer than they should, which rubbed up against this. But Justice Pickering needs to excuse
Thank
herself.
You.
Uh-huh. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, just in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. Just kind of a global picture.
Yes.
What is the burden on and the benefit to the courts in complying?
So right now we have the annual report, which has statistical information of case outcomes.
Right.
If a court wanted to go to their county and say, hey, I think we need more resources, which is part of our strategic plan for the Nevada judiciary, what the AOC is providing doesn't help a court tell the story of the good work they're doing or the resource constraints that they're under. With this new model, there's data visualizations. We can make pretty pictures, charts, graphs, but we can also look at the court today compared to 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and then also do projections for where it's going to go into the future. And we can also tell the story of the good work courts are doing. When you have judges that are clearing cases better than national time standards, we're not able to tell that story today. So if a court is saying we need this, We can help them do that with the data warehouse information, which we can't do today.
Okay, what about the burdens on the courts in complying?
Certainly. That's where the negotiating the memorandum of understanding and this change data capture model, that actually stops courts from creating these manual reports at all. We will be able to pull the data, but we won't be in their case management system. It's essentially, if you think of neurons and the connecting of the information, we have them get it to a middle point, and then we interpret what they have on our end instead of them having to create a report that fits specifically what we want.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Any other questions? No? And I'm sorry, did Mr. Ron want to testify, or was he just there in case we had questions?
He's available in case you had questions.
Okay. And did Emily, were you, you're just here to answer questions? Okay. Anybody have any questions for Ms. Kuhlman or Mr. Roth?
Is there, this is just Justice Lee, is there a fiscal impact at all with this?
So this, the data warehouse was funded with ARPA dollars, American Rescue Plan Act funds, and so that's why it has to be live by 12/31 of 2026. That's when the funds expire, and we have built into any budget considerations of what maintenance is. This is being hosted in the cloud, so it's part of our cloud services going forward. But that's, we have a time is of the essence piece to meet those fund requirements.
And gotcha. This is part of what Mr. Ron was showing the judges at the district judges conference, right?
Yes.
Yeah, which was, I think everybody that took time to kind of go over there and visit it was fairly enthralled with what he was able to produce on the screens and the ease of accessing information and what it kind of spits out in a very easily digestible format for showing all the work that they do, which is terrific. Okay, if there's no other questions, then we will take, or is there anybody online that wishes to make any kind of comment?
There's no one.
Okay, thank you. Then we will close the hearing and take the matter.